with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Republican leaders in the House are looking for a Wednesday vote on President Trump's tax and spending cuts package, determined to seize momentum from a hard-fought vote in the Senate, while essentially daring members to defy their party's leader and vote against it. Speaking with reporters, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's been speaking with GOP colleagues who have concerns about the bill.
We are working through everybody's issues and making sure that we can secure this vote. I feel very positive about the progress. We've had lots of great conversations. I've met with individuals and groups all day long, as has the president, who's fully engaged as well, trying to convince everybody this is the very best product that we can produce.
Meanwhile, on the floor of the House of Representatives, Democrat Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is continuing with his filibuster against the bill. Seven people are missing after an explosion at a California fireworks warehouse. Ben Thomas reports.
That explosion Tuesday, captured by Hudson Sheets, was at a fireworks warehouse in Northern California's Yolo County. The ensuing fire setting off more fireworks and eventually collapsing the building. The fire chief in Esparto says two people injured received medical care, but seven people are reported missing. One woman telling the Sacramento Bee her boyfriend and two of his brothers are among them, and it was his first day on the job at the warehouse. The cause is under investigation. I'm Ben Thomas.
Fewer Americans applying for unemployment benefits last week as layoffs in the U.S. remain low despite uncertainty about how tariffs will impact the economy. The Labor Department reports claims for the week ending June 28th fell by 4,000 to 233,000. Stocks are higher, the Dow up 370 points, the Nasdaq adding 211. This is SRN News. LGBT groups taking aim at baptism.
A growing number of gay pride events now feature an opportunity for de-baptism, a public ceremony during which homosexuals reject the baptism they received when they were younger. The practice is also being promoted by organizations such as the Satanic Temple. The latest example of de-baptism took place last month in Michigan at the Lansing Pride Festival, where a number of people underwent so-called de-baptism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new AP NORC poll finds that 45% of adults oppose religious exemptions for childhood vaccines. Most adults also say freedom of religion is extremely or very important to the U.S. identity as a nation. And people are about evenly divided on tax-funded vouchers that help parents pay for tuition for their children to attend private or religious schools of their choice instead of public schools. This is SRN News. A Dodgers pitching ace achieves one of baseball's rare milestones.
Clayton Kershaw waited until his final pitch to join one of baseball's most exclusive clubs. The 37-year-old longtime Los Angeles Dodgers ace became the 20th pitcher in MLB history to record 3,000 career strikeouts on Wednesday against the White Sox, striking out Vinny Capra on his 100th pitch of the night to end the sixth inning. The game was paused to honor Kershaw, who embraced members of his team and tipped his hat to the crowd. Kershaw is the fourth left-hander to reach 3,000 strikeouts and only the third player to do so with one franchise. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Tennis player Novak Djokovic has added another record to his name by reaching Wimbledon's third round for a 19th time with a win over Dan Evans on center court. His 99th match win at Wimbledon overall. More details at SRNnews.com.